Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It is time to awaken America. It is time to awaken to empowerment. It is time for truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'm a freedom-loving soul. And, you know, there's some stuff going on. So let's talk truth today, man. Truth talk. Time for inspiration because we are part of the greatest country in the whole world. If you're in America, you are blessed, and you should be proud to be an American. Yeah, I know that can be considered against critical race theory, but you know what? They could kiss my da-da bum. And you know what? Let's start off with Jesus calling, because more than anything, we need to pray for common sense, for our common purpose. And today is the 7th. So it says, trust me in all your thoughts. I know that some thoughts are unconscious or semi-conscious, and I do not hold you responsible for those. But you can direct conscious thoughts much more than you may realize. Practice thinking in certain ways. Trust me. Think me. And those thoughts become more natural. Reject negative or sinful thoughts as soon as you become aware of them. Don't try to hide them from me. Confess them and leave them with me. Go on your way lightheartedly. This method of controlling your thoughts will keep you in my presence and your feet on the path of peace. Shalom. You know, yes, we have to trust in Jesus and trust in God for everything. Yes, but God loves the truth. And, you know, on an individual level, we have to watch our thoughts. They become our words. We have to watch our words. They become our actions. We have to watch our actions. They become our habits. We have to watch our habits. They become our character. And our character becomes our destiny. Absolutely. And if everybody could be personally responsible for character and thoughts, guess what? We'd be in a much better place. But unfortunately, those that proclaim that they're woke really aren't awakened. And it's time for the awakening. It's time for a great awakening. It is time to awaken to truth. It's time to awaken to peace, love, and empowerment. It is time to awaken to make America great and save the United States of America. Because this country was found on liberty and freedom and Judeo-Christian principles. So Heavenly Father, we come before your throne today, and we thank you for this glorious day. We ask that you keep all of those that are in the line of this Hurricane Elsa under your hand of protection. God, you create the hurricanes. You know the beginning from the end. Anthropomorphic climate change, Father, we know is just a man-made way to get control. Of course, it's more from the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. But Lord, we know that you came so that we may have life in the abundance till the overflow. So God, we ask that you use this show today to speak to your overflow, but speak to the truth of what's really going on, Father. Father, soothe all the families that lost people in that terrible Florida building collapse, God. And all these folks that are going to be harmed by this hurricane, keep your hand of protection and provision over your people, God. God, we ask that you protect our country, protect our president and those our leaders, and God, make them awaken. Make them awaken to your truth. Make them have common sense for a common purpose. Let them remember who we are, Abba Daddy, that we are children of the Most High God. This in America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And let people know that they don't have to worry about anything. They pray about everything on our knees and pray without ceasing, like your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that everything is going to be all right. Like Dr. Charles Stanley says, fight all your battles on your knees and you'll win every time. So, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. And let us be the voice of your truth, Father, for your glory. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen. Okay. So, Yasha, a little Yasha prayer force action there. But, friends, so sad. Pray for those in Chicago. For the holiday weekend, the 4th of July weekend, it's crazy, stunning. 233 people were killed. 618 people were injured by gun violence. Okay, but the inanimate object was controlled by a human being, okay? Let's remember that, okay? It's terrible. These shootings took place 5 p.m. Friday through Monday, 314 fatal shootings, ugh, and 751 injuries. I mean, this is horrible, you know? Gosh, you know, they're all protesting George Floyd. What about all these people that got fatally killed in Chicago? You know, violent city. Just a bunch of thugs. Maybe if we got back to principles, good and godly principles, and remember who we are, things would get better. So let's remember who we are, step one. We are children of God. Let's remember who we are as Americans. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Okay? Let us have faith in the truth of God's word, in the truth. Faith in the truth, not my truth, your truth. Okay? The truth of what founded this country. Stand on God's promises. And let's remember the authority we have, that Jesus paid for all of our sins. Show up, stand up. We also have authority as citizens of the United States of America, legal citizens. I think there's something that even says anytime your government gets a little too big, you know, vote them out. Kind of says we can, you know, redress here. And that's going to be done by ballots, friends. Let us have it done by ballots and not the other way, okay? Let people start understanding the truth. So let's remember, number four, we need to pray to God always. Give it all to God. I mean, there's a picture of George Washington on his knees, and I've got a whole bunch of things that in my archives about how our founders all prayed. And praise and believe we will be victorious. So we have to believe we will be victorious. Well, let's be real. We all know the beginning from the end here anyway. But we do need to get common sense for a common purpose. It's very, and our common purpose needs to be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Remember, when you're debating the left, don't forget, you don't have to just make a point, make a difference. And I guess Trump is suing the big tech companies. I got off of Facebook a long time ago. Facebook and Twitter, never really was a big Twitter person. And remember also, the best thing you can do for the whole world is make the most of yourself. So awaken to true empowerment. And we've got to get used to this awakening and embrace this great awakening, this awakened America. See, there's the woke, but the woke are a joke. The awakened will do the job, okay? Remember, being woke is a joke. If you're awakened, that's the truth. That's where the high vibe comes from. Yeah, I guess Trump is suing them. Hearing from a lot of attorneys. It's good, though, because you know what he's going to do? More than anything, he's going to bring attention to the students. That's really, really important, is to bring attention to what's really going on. Because let's face it, man, if these people can, you know, ban him or ban me or ban just anybody, I mean, that's too much power and too much control, okay? I mean, big tech has way too much control. And I'm all about billionaires. I mean, cool. You know, like billionaire Bernie. Oh, I think Bernie's just a millionaire. I don't know if Bernie's a billionaire yet. The billionaire socialist. You know, it's a sick thing. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. All the money that she's made. Maxine Waters. I don't think she lives in her district. I mean, how much more does she make than those she represents? Could she really identify with them? You know, these swamp creatures. It's terrible. It's terrible. I think that we need public servants. Anybody that steps up to serve the public should be a public servant. And you know what? Term limits, baby. Your term is up. Some of these mofos, they hang out there for how long? You know, 60, Joe Biden, 48 years? Come on, man. Seriously? Ooh, anybody see any of his speaking? Ooh, poor thing. Very scary. Very scary. But it's time for truth. It's time that we be positive and speak the truth, let people know what's going on. I went to the grocery store today, and crazy. And gas prices, come on. How is this good for the hardworking middle-class taxpayer like us? I mean, I don't have a government pension. And you know what? These public schools, people, we got to show school board meetings. And you got to, like, just speak loud and proud. And you got to talk truth to these people. Get 5 or 6 parents with you. And speak. Speak to make a difference, not to make a point. Be the change. But ask God. You know, I would suggest to everyone to start a group of 5 or 6 people in your neighborhood. And trust me when I tell you this from experience, 7 people can change a congressional district. 7 good, dedicated people, which covers a lot of your school districts. You can go ahead and, I mean, okay, so let's say, it depends where you live too, because population-wise, if you live in an area where you have beautiful 90 acres, I guess it's maybe a little harder. So I'm thinking more of like suburban areas. But public schools, get 7 or 10 parents together and have meetings. That would be great. If everybody got, 7 people, 8 people together and had regular meetings and discussed what's going on in your local school board, even if you don't have children there, because it's going to affect you. It's going to affect everything. So, the local school boards, and show up to congressional meetings. I don't know if they're doing those anymore. I used to have, I had a congressperson, Melissa Bean, and we did the bean toss. It was a beautiful thing. Just by knocking on doors, because Melissa Bean was supposedly a blue dog Democrat, and Melissa Bean voted for Tarp Top. She was a lapdog for Nancy Pelosi back in 2010. And a lot of people didn't realize that a lot of those things affected their bottom line. And at the end of the day, it's about the voter. It's about the people, because it's our government. It's about we the people. It's not about them. They, the entitled, that get government pensions, that go ahead and just keep sucking off the teat of our hardworking taxpayer dollars, where they can go get security and they want to defund the police. Come on, man. Seriously. No one should be a lifelong politician. Should go home and then go do something else. Go work for a living. Okay? I mean, God, I wrote something down. I wish I could remember it. It was, people, they just like their butts kissed. These politicians, they get all their little lobbyists and all their money. You know, that's their God. That's what they care about. They don't care about we the people. And I'm talking both sides of the aisle here, okay? I'm a mutual, there are certain people that are public servants. But a lot of these folks are egomaniacal SOBs, and we need to get rid of them. And that's where term limits would be a phenomenal thing. So that's something to really fight for. If you could go ahead and get term limits on a ballot, the only problem is here in Illinois, former Governor Rauner, there was a term limit initiative, and it was a very good thing. But the Supreme Court in Illinois, the Illinois Supreme Court overrode it. See, it's just too many people, too much pay to play, you know, and the people get screwed. And I don't know when the people are going to really start showing up, standing up to speak up against tyranny. But it's going to happen, and I really, really, really hope and pray that people awaken and realize that the ballot box is powerful. Because, quite frankly, to fight my battles on my knees before God or a political battle at the ballot box, I don't want to see America in another civil war. But if you see some of these young people, they hate this country. They hate this country. I don't know who these morons, the women's soccer team, they turned their back on a 90-year-old veteran that played the harmonica, our national anthem. Come on, man. I mean, seriously. Seriously. What the heck are we, and we're allowing this? I want to see outrage. I want people to show up, stand up, speak up, and never give up and fight this battle. Get out there, talk to voters in a good and positive way. Be positive. Focus on alternatives and solutions, okay? I mean, these crimes in Chicago, what the heck? I heard Joe Biden is in Algonquin, Illinois today. He's at McHenry County College. I can't wait to see the clips on that. I didn't go up out west at all today because it's just, you know, there's just too much crazy when the presidents come. But, friends, just be bold. Fight your battles on your knees. And then start a group. Start a group. Start your own thing and get together with like-minded people and go ahead and reach each one. Reach out to new people. Do some activism right at your own grocery store talking about the prices. It's the truth. The gas station, go inside and pay. Don't pay people in those gas stations buying other things. Going, what the heck? How come the gas prices are so high? This is horrible. This is affecting everything. It wasn't like this a year ago, ding, 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 ding. And they can't keep blaming stuff on the China virus, okay? The Kung Flu. They can't do it. They just can't. I mean, that's, you know, and now I guess people are getting vaccinated and they're getting these new, you know, morph, whatever they're called, these new strains, the Delta, and now there's some, you know, Kappa, Alpha, Beta, I don't know, they've got some Greek name for it. It's all Greek to me anyway, but, you know, hey, no, ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But you know what? Get a group together. Get a group together. Get up. Get out. Get busy. Start doing something to help your country. And these school boards is a great place. It really is. And if you're paying property taxes, I know here in the Chicago area, I think like 70-some percent of our property taxes go towards the schools. No, you know what they're going to? They're not going towards the schools. They're going towards administrators that make $350,000, $400,000 a year, and they keep spiking their salary before they retire, and they're guaranteed a 3% cost of living increase. COLA, cost of living assessment, okay? COLA. Their COLA is 3% a year. The average American doesn't make that kind of money, but the average taxpayer in those areas don't make that kind of money. When people start awakening to that truth, I'm going to tell you what, it does not make them very happy. So start finding out some facts about what's actually going on in your own school district. Yes, we want our teachers to be paid well. Our teachers are great, but they have to be part of the union. I don't think, this is not a right-to-work state. And school choice is so important. Money should follow kids. If parents want to go ahead and send their children to a private school, a religious school, a school that's going to teach them more of their core beliefs, their true essence,
parents should have the right to be pro-choice in that way. I mean, you know, the hypocrisy of the left is stunning to me. You can abort a baby until day of birth, according to some of these pro-choicers. But they can't. You can't let that baby go to a Christian school on your own taxpayer dollars. Ridiculous. People, it's time we really awaken America. It is time we really show up, stand up, and speak up. And it is time that we be the change. It is so time. It is time for us to talk about our unalienable rights given to us by our Creator God. It's time that we start talking about how this country was founded. And you know what? We have to believe in ourselves. We have to go ahead and have the perseverance because this is a huge, huge obstacle. And you need people with determination, grit, and perseverance and a brain. Okay? But get a group of people together. There are so many things that we all could do. And my favorite thing is just yipping and yapping in the store with about prices and about gas prices because people, that's what people actually care about, their bottom line, how it affects their family's quality of life. And you know what? It is not fair for people to come to our country illegally and get the benefits that legal people, legal immigrants came here, paid, gave up everything. A lot of them left everything, left families, left their homes, everything behind to start a new life in this great America. And now we're just going to let any Tom, Dick, or Harry just come and walk across the border and get all kinds of free stuff. Get out of Dodge, man. We need old school immigrants that are coming here for freedom, not for free shit. Okay? Sorry, it's a podcast. I could say it. I mean, it's enough. It's really enough. It's really time. It's time we awaken America. It's time we embrace the awakening. It's time we be the awakening. And it's time we start sharing the truth with other people. And, you know, on a personal level, be the change yourself. Go ahead, take classes. You know, take classes. Get involved with... I'll tell you, one of my favorite things in the whole universe is the teaching company. You can get a college education right from your own
DDR. And they got the kids for the DDRs. I didn't even realize. They're not even doing my computers anymore. My computer doesn't have one. And I was like, I bought the cheapest thing. I wish I would have known when I bought my computer
to look for something that had a DVD, whatever, DVD player, DVR player, whatever, whatever. But, and technology, that's another kind of racket, you know. But very interesting, very interesting. And I don't know, what is the stock market doing? That should be very interesting, too, because I think people are starting to get a little scared of what things are really going to look like over the next year. I wouldn't be paying top dollar for real estate right now. I just think that could be very dangerous. That's just me. you know, you need a place to live, that's great, but I wouldn't be paying top dollar for it. Anyway, most of all, we know we got to pray like we've never prayed before. We've got to fight our battles on our knees and at the ballot box. And get people together. Those are the big points for today's show. And we are so powerful as a people. But these people in D.C. need to remember they work for us. We pay them, okay? And anybody who goes ahead and starts getting involved in this and starts becoming a groupie, you're not serving yourself well, being a groupie of your representative, okay? There were some out there a few years ago, they just loved the groupie. They had this image where they loved that people would pay attention. They'd walk in a room, they'd clap like, look at me, I'm a star, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, you know what? You know what the star is? Our Constitution is the star. Our Bill of Rights is the star. America's the star, okay? You work for me. Remember, when you go see your representative, you tell them, you remind them, excuse me, you work for me. I pay your salary. And for them to go ahead and treat us like serfs, well, hopefully America will awaken in a good way. This is Carolyn Parisi. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You can do it. Okay? Dream it, wish it, do it. You can change the world. Okay? Just don't give up. Just keep fighting. Persevere. And remember, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, becomes your destiny. Excuse me. What is America's destiny? It's us. It's up to us to be the change. With that, thank you for joining me, Carolyn Parisi, on Awaken to Empowerment Radio, brought to you by Awaken and Awaken Media, Awaken America. And friends, like we always say, be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and most of all, peace of mind. This is Carolyn Parisi saying ciao, ciao for now, and I'll be back, oh yeah, with a lot more to say. Go out there, do something. Each one reach one, each one teach one. Come on, man. Again, be well, be blessed, be free. The change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and peace of mind. Here's Boston.